Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hello guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I am Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
Okay, yes, I know, we went MIA for 2 weeks. I apologize, we don't actually have a reason why we did.
I know, I don't think we planned on it.
It just kind of happened, life happens, nothing bad, just... Busy. I don't know. Yeah. Busy in a good way, though. And, you know, the weather got really nice around here, so we just kind of disappeared for a minute. But we are back. And we're just going to kind of get... Okay, let me try that again.
Roll with the punches.
We're just going to kind of chit-chat tonight. I am going to start with telling you guys, though, that we are not drinking wine tonight. We are drinking... So... I saw it on Facebook because old coworker, friend of mine, shared it. And I was like, oh my God, they looked so good. And then they're Smirnoff Ice Neons. And I was like, I have to try them. They look like a summer drink. And I went
delicious.
Yes. I went to Kroger looking for them. And I couldn't find them. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to get the red, white, and berry because I know that I love those. Sure enough, I grabbed a red, white, and berry. And there's one box left of the Smirnoff Neons underneath it, like hidden.
Ooh, somebody went back to the store later that night and was like, shit.
But it was like the only box left, and I was like, oh my God. And I thought of her and I was like, I have to buy these. And it comes in pink lemonade, pineapple lemonade, blue raspberry lemonade, and peach lemonade.
The blue raspberry is chef kiss, immaculate. It's so good.
And I will not say that because I hate blue raspberry.
It's honestly like the blue raspberry, if you like that flavor, which I feel like most people do. It's kind of, it's more powerful than the actual lemonade flavor. So I don't know. It's good. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
You can't really taste like the lemonade.
Yeah. Like it's really berry-ish. So I really like it. I think it's delicious. So this could be dangerous for me.
Oh, I know. Well, God, got it though. It would cause a tummy ache.
I know. I could drink a lot of these probably and just not know.
Thought it was a good summer drink. And I love the red, white, and berries, but I wanted to try something else. Before you got here though, I drank a pink one. And it was pretty good because, you know, I love pink lemonade. And I was like, oh, my God, this would be so good. But it did not taste like pink lemonade. It tastes like pink, though, if that makes sense. But now I'm drinking a pineapple one. And I can't believe I'm saying this because I am obsessed with pineapples. Mm-hmm. But not exactly the taste of pineapples. But it's so good. It just, like, makes you want to sit outside by the water and drink it because it just tastes like summer.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge pineapple person, but like I feel like pineapple like juices aren't ever super bad.
Oh, vodka?
Like, yeah. Things
and like a pineapple juice is like danger zone.
Right.
Because it just like drowns it out. Like you could probably mix this with something and it would be.
To the danger zone. That's in my head now.
You could mix this with something and it would just be bad news because it has alcohol in it and then but you can't really taste it. So yeah, I guess I feel the same way about the pineapple one. The only one that has not been tried yet is the peach. But I don't think it would be hateful. I feel like it would taste like summer too.
Yeah, I like peach stuff.
Mm. Okay. So we're gonna, you know, have some fun conversation today. God, I would say tonight, because we record at night, so
yeah. It's like, I'm going into this blindly, by the way. Like, she was just like, so just roll with the punches. And so I have no idea really what we're talking about. So I'm just, along for the ride, I guess. I don't know. So buckle up.
So of course I had to open with what we were drinking. I'm gonna talk about something sad, really short and simple, and not talk about it too long because it makes you cry.
Oh, no. I know where this is going.
And then we're just going to, you know, have fun conversation. But because we do have listeners all over the world, not just in the States, but everywhere, there is nothing we can say that would change anything. But my heart seriously goes out to all the families in Texas that were involved with the shooting. It's
so heartbreaking. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's rough. And my daughter's 8, so it's like it hurts like a little bit more knowing that like school is supposed to be a safe place.
Yeah.
And now you know they're on summer break, but come next year, like it terrifies me. And I'm such a helicopter parent. It terrifies me.
I was gonna say I could not imagine being a parent in today's world and just like, oh, it's just so scary and it's just so senseless. I feel like I just don't understand how anybody could like hurt other people like that. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't.
Like, I know, and everybody's like, oh, like, mental illness. And, like, obviously that's, you know, obviously that's the problem. But it's, like, I don't know.
It was
in
elementary
like,
school.
Well, like, and, like, regardless, just in general, I'm, like, I struggle with mental health really bad. But I could never imagine, like, hurting anybody but myself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just, it's just so senseless. And it really,
yeah. But I had to bring it up because it's been so heavy on my heart. And I keep thinking about it. And, like, there is absolutely nothing like anybody can say that mm-hmm. is going to like help, but I like my hearts are with the, my heart is with those people, those families. As much as I didn't want to look into it, I did look into this, like every single person that died. It's like life. I couldn't help it. Mm-hmm. I had to like dig and then cry because it's like, oh my God, I did it to myself, but I had to know.
It really messes me up too. Is like the one teacher that died in the shooting. Like her husband then had a heart attack.
They're poor kids.
And I just like that. It just really breaks my heart. And if I talk about it too much, I'm gonna start crying. But
I know.
I'm just like,
I know.
I just don't understand. If you feel like you're gonna hurt yourself or other people, you need to go and get help. Like, and I know that's easier said than done, but, like, you really need to just go in, even if you, like, if you don't have money for a therapist or whatever, like, just go check yourself into a hospital. Literally, just go and tell them, like, just anything versus hurting innocent people who didn't do anything. You know what I mean? I just, the kids.
Yeah. But I did see, oh, my God, I wish, because he deserves, like, his name said, but I cannot remember what it is right now. Sad, happy, cried about this. I saw on Facebook, because so many people are sharing it, that man that went and talked to all the families to customize the caskets.
Oh, I did. I had somebody send that to me, too, on TikTok. And that man is an angel, an absolute angel.
It's like a little bit of light in such a horrible situation. Like, you never want to bury your baby, but, like, he just went out of his way selflessly and is helping give them a better place to rest.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's such a big task to take on. I can't even imagine how heavy that is.
But they're so pretty too.
And just like, I don't know. Yeah, I ended up seeing TikToks of him like, and he's like crying like over the caskets, like while, you know, working on them and stuff. And I just, what a very special person he is, because that is a very heavy thing to take on. I'm going to start crying.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean. It's like I happy, sad cried about that because like it's such a tragic incident, but he like is going out of his way to do what he can to help.
Yeah.
Because there's not much you can do.
I just think about like all my nieces are still in school, dude. And I'm just like, and you know, my friends' kids, like I can't. I don't understand this world sometimes.
Nope. Okay. So, now that that is out of the way, and yes, our hearts are with you guys. I couldn't imagine. But we're going to
we had to say
go happy now.
Though,
I had to say
yeah.
something because it's been really, really bothering me.
Yeah.
And there's all this other nasty stuff going on in the world too, but that is just the one thing that I wanted to talk about because this podcast is not sad. So, now that we went MIA for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I sat a lot by my pool.
I
love my pool.
I got all the pictures.
Love it. Oh, we've just been in there as a family and there.
I'm just so happy that you have like the time and I don't know, just to be able to enjoy your family. That's like what life's about, you know?
I mean, that was a big part in job changes was mm-hmm. I wanted to be with my family more. Like, gotta make money to live, but
absolutely, yeah.
And you know, you gotta hustle and all, but no, I wanted more time with them. My kids are only
but
little
you
once.
Should be able to work hard and play harder too, you know. So it's like, I don't know, I'm just really happy.
And we're
for
not
you.
Spending money.
Right.
Well, we drank a lot of beer this weekend.
Oh my God,
so much beer. But I mean,
I'm not a beer person. Yeah.
We were off Saturday, Sunday, Monday together because I didn't work Saturday. He already doesn't work Saturdays. And then Monday was a holiday.
Yep.
So we just really enjoyed this past weekend. Yeah, I hope everybody had a safe Memorial Day.
Yep.
I had a cookout.
I don't even remember what I did. I know we did like a family friend cookout or whatever. I had like a interesting weekend. I don't know. It started off like with a bang. And I don't know. It just kind of went in a weird direction from there. So I don't know.
She's going to leave you guys hanging. I'm just going to throw that out there.
To be continued. Or not. I don't know.
Stop.
But yeah, so I don't know. We both had decent weekends, I guess.
That awkward moment, I was like, fuck you guys. I can't even, like, I'm trying to think back to the week before. I don't even know what I did. I don't know. I think because she was, or my daughter was wrapping up school, I think that
I feel like recording we and everything really got away from the weekend me. Before. So.
I don't even know.
I know, that's what I was saying earlier. I was like, it feels like I haven't been over here in like 2 months, not 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why. Time is just feeling like weird.
What's funny is, though, we have more free time.
But we're just doing so much now.
I was going to say, but we just got busy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's not a bad thing, though. I'm like, I don't know. I'm pretty content with life right now. So I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But... our manager, a.k.a. my boyfriend, got on to me the other day about, are you guys ever going to record again? I'm like, yeah, listen. Yeah, listen, we are. Amanda. Like, we do this for fun. We do this for free. It's, you know, a platform for us to just talk on and talk about things that, you know, we're interested in. Like, yeah, we'll get to it. It's not our... Yeah. It's a job, but not a job.
Right. It's like a job outside of a job. I don't know. It's like a, something that we enjoy though, like a whole lot. And I just like, I don't know.
It just got busy.
Yeah. It did get busy. And it definitely is like a priority for us though. So I don't want people to think that we like don't care about this.
Cause we love
absolutely
it.
Do. This is like our favorite thing to do. So, and it's so therapeutic and we look forward to it every single week, but like
and then hearing from some of you.
Right. Yes. It's
fun.
But, like, it's, like, we do this, though, every single week. So, it's, like, it is, like, a kind of a second job.
It
so.
Is, though, because sometimes, like, if there are things that we still want to talk about that we have talked to each other about wanting to talk about since the beginning. I know that was just all over the place. But, like, it's some stuff just takes a little more, like, sit-down research and finding the time to do that.
Yeah.
Can get a little hard.
Yeah.
Oh, there is something I do want to talk about, though. But first.
But wait, there's more.
I leave for vacation in, like, literally exactly a month. Can't wait. So excited. Get to go see some family.
A little over a month, and I get to see Morgan Wallen.
And I was going to say, and this bitch gets to see her man.
I am so excited. You say my man like I'm, like, ready to date him or something. I could just listen to him sing for like the rest of my life. Like it's his voice, it's his music. Like there hasn't been like a country artist that I've liked since I was like a kid, I feel like, because country just kind of went downhill, but like now we have this new artist. Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know, there was no meaning behind the lyrics, and I'm just, I don't know. I'm an emotional kind of gal. So I just like, you know, a story.
Oh, I love his music. Him
and Chris Stapleton are like my men. But yeah, I mean, I could just listen to them for forever and ever and ever. And I'm just super, I cannot wait. It's going to be the best day ever.
And then we're going to talk all about vacation and the country concert.
The country concert.
If any of you listeners are going, Kelly will be there on Saturday.
Yeah.
She's so excited.
So
I'm excited for her.
Come hang and drink with me.
I've never been in town for it. I'm always on vacation, so
yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be doing lawn seats too, so like, I mean, because it's like an open thing, so I'll just be out there, you know, partying and enjoying my life. And
you really should wear a Morgan, like, you know, tank or whatever on the front, but like rep us on the back.
Right. I'll have to do something or make like a
put a little logo, this little logo on there.
You know what would be so cute? I need like the raunchy tooth earrings.
But then people gotta be like, huh?
No, all like they can be like you. Like big, cute, like earrings, like I don't know, something. Mm-hmm. I just need to accessorize.
I'm trying to figure out how for, oh my God, what month is it? We're going the October Bengals game. How to dress Bengals but wrap us too. I got to get that together because I am so excited about that game. And I know it's so far away. Let's enjoy summer.
I need to find Morgan Wallen and meet him somehow and then have him listen to our podcast. I feel like he would enjoy it. I feel like he would enjoy it.
Hey.
He seems like a raunchy truther.
Sorry, guys. Yawned. I did want to say, I know, mid-recording, whatever, that... Okay, so I thought about this. Back to what we were drinking tonight and how it's not wine or whatever.
Or whatever.
So, you know, some of you will share, you know, your sex stories, your horrifying stories, all that blah, blah, blah with us. Some of you won't because you're shy. Cool. You know, you listen. Great.
Yeah.
I wish you guys would share some stuff, but I get it. Some people are shy. But if any of you guys have, like, any... wine recommendations, we will totally try them and drink them while we're recording.
Yeah, that's just a great idea. Or just like any good alcohol that you know of that we can.
Okay, no wine.
That's not too heavy.
Alcohol will make me. I don't know. People might because I am quite funny when I'm drinking.
Okay, let me rephrase this. Not alcohol, but like mixed drinks. You know what I mean? Like nice mixed drinks that we can make.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, easy mixed drinks that we can make.
Summer mixed drinks. We'll do those.
Absolutely.
Because we do literally record at my bar in my basement. So,
yeah.
Yes.
It's only suitable.
Okay, so yeah. Mixed drink concoctions we'll try. And any wine recommendations? I'm a white wine girl. I haven't really found a red I like, but I will try just about anything once. Literally.
That's what she said.
So something I kind of want to talk about, and this is because something was sent to me the other day, and it got me thinking. Okay, like, there is, in my mind, this is my opinion, there's, like, a fine line between, like, you know, having jealousy, like, within your relationship. It's almost kind of normal to mm-hmm. feel a little jealous about certain things, which that is not what I'm talking about here. But I, like, makes me want to flip my hair for this, but, like, I cannot stand the other type of jealousy. I don't even know how to phrase it.
Like possessiveness?
Yeah, like, not relation. It's nothing to do with a relationship, but, like, something I saw the other day. It's like... just stop. It's an ugly negative trait. It's okay to feel, you know, everybody gets a little jealous in a relationship, but like,
yeah,
friends or, you know, other people's success, like, it's like, just be happy for them.
I think jealousy is like kind of hot, but like when you're like toxic about it though, you know what I mean? Like if you're like trying to fight everybody and like just start a bunch of drama, like
I guess that's what I was trying to say. Like there's just there's a line.
Yeah, like I feel like it's one thing to be like, you know,
I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so jealous of her, but I don't mean it in a jealous way. I mean it in a like I want to get there way.
Yeah,
like not a I'm gonna tear somebody down way.
Yeah. Like, I think the whole, like, you're mine and nobody else is, I think that's hot. But, like, if you're just, like, being toxic, though, and, like, trying to, like, ruin the whole night and fight everybody, you know, if we're, like, out or something, no.
I wasn't talking about a relationship.
Oh.
I said that.
I thought you were talking about, like, just regular, I don't know. But that happens, too. Okay, so.
I meant jealousy, like, you see somebody succeeding and you're constantly trying to tear them down. Oh, okay. Out of jealousy.
I thought you were talking about relationships, like friendships and whatever.
Well, it can be within, because
I was gonna say you are very jealous friend. I'll go hang out with somebody new and she's like, who's that?
Only sometimes. No, I'm talking, okay, I meant it, so in like a
people who are envious of you.
Like, yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Look, this podcast is all about some bloopers. So we're leaving all this pitter patter.
No, I see what you're saying now. Like, people who just like can't be happy for you and just yes. like, oh, must be nice. I hate that.
You're like, I don't like when you're acting all rowdy. We're out in public. Hold on. You weren't understanding what I was saying. I couldn't get my point across.
Like, I'll, you know what I mean? And like, I'll say that like as a joke to like my friends. I'll be like, oh, must be nice. Like when Andy was hanging out by the pool, I was like, must be nice.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, as a joke, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't like actually like, wow, she gets to swim in a pool and not me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like that's so weird.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh my God, like, I'm jealous of, you know, the way they get to live their life. Okay, they worked for that. And it's not jealous right. in a way like, I want to tear you down. I want to be you. It's a jealous in a motivational way like, I need to work harder to get there.
Exactly. Like, I use it as a motivator. Like, when I see somebody who has, like, more than me or, like, what I, like, would like to achieve in life, I take that as a motivator. I'm like, wow, they're really hustling. I need to get on that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know we did an episode on jealousy, but I just, like, this bothered me the other day, and I just had to touch base on it because it's, like, just, it's toxic, it's negative, it's just...
I'll never understand hating on somebody for having more than me. That just, I mean, like, even if they didn't, I mean, yeah, like, I think we can all get a little agitated, like, if you see somebody who's, like, not... I guess doing anything to earn it, you know what I mean? Like people who just
that's annoying.
Yeah, people who just get handed everything.
I don't get jealous of those people. I'm just like, that's annoying.
Yeah. But
then you don't know how to live life.
Right.
When everything's handed to you.
Well, I know, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. And they usually lack, like, you know, they don't require, you know, they don't have the skills that they need to survive in life, you know? So it's like when they no longer have people handing them everything, they're going to be screwed. So I'm glad that I'd rather have the skills. I'd rather, you know, work for what I get. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm just glad that I had parents that were like, if you want it, you got to go get it.
Yeah.
So, but that's the thing that sucks too, is like, I feel like when you don't like display all of your, like your struggles and stuff, like people only see like you reaping the benefits or whatever. And people just assume that things were so easy for you. And I really hate that. Like people that are bitter.
I mean, I don't see the problem in showing the struggle, though. Like, I don't know why you want to hide it. Like, you should be proud of what you went through to get where you are. And some people won't show it. Like, I'm just here. No. Right. I'm not just here.
No, I 100% agree. But it's
how did
like,
you get there?
But I feel like a lot of people don't even, like, even if you show, like, you know, the steps that you took to get there, I feel like some people are just bitter and hateful and jealous. And, like, there's not anything that you can do about it. Like, they're just going to... They're just going to find reasons to hate on you anyway. They're going to find reasons to be like, oh, must be nice. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Some people are just hateful and bitter and there's not anything you can do about it, you know?
That's why I said it makes me want to flip my hair like,
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at you.
Yeah. I've had people say things like that to me before. I don't know. It sucks when somebody says something like that that's rude. Like, I don't know. I had somebody say something to me earlier. I don't know that they meant it like this, but they were just like, you know, like you have a brand new car or something like that. And I was just like, okay. And I busted my ass. I didn't get this car until last fall and I busted my ass to get this car. Like I worked really hard for this car and I like pay ridiculous payments on it. Like, why are you mad? Because I'm busting my ass to get something that I wanted.
Because lazy people just want,
like, I literally had old like cars that would break down on me all the time before this one. You know what I mean? Like, why are you mad? Cause I'm doing well. I don't understand that.
And that's when you just cut them off.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Just rude.
I don't understand people like that. Whenever I see somebody with something, you know, I try to be happy for them. So I don't get it.
I mean, like, okay. A good example of jealous, not jealous. is the podcast.
Oh yeah.
I started listening to them. I started falling in love with listening to them. Started seeing like more about these people's lives and I'm like, "Oh my God, like this just looks like fun." And it wasn't a jealous thing. It was a motivational thing to start it. Like, "Oh my God, like they are having so much fun just talking about life."
And you took notes and you made, you know,
oh my God, I busted my ass to start this thing.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, I don't know. But that's the thing, though, is people, like, I feel like people just listen to us talking and they're like, oh, well, they just started it up. And it's like they don't know, like, how many late nights we put into this, like when we had to get up at like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock the next morning. And just like, you know, I don't know.
It was a lot to start. It was a lot to start at. Money and thinking and
brainstorming,
logoing and platforming. Yep. But I mean, I got motivated.
Putting our own personal lives out there on the line for our family and everybody to see. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was a big one. I also, though, like, you know, got into YouTube. And granted, I kind of fell off the YouTube train a little bit lately. But that's just because life. But, you know, I've saw these people just loving sharing things. And I'm like, I am such an open book. Like, let's do this. Yeah. It was so motivational. And your videos
were doing really, really well when you were doing it, too. So it's
I know. But, you know, my manager is, like, being a butt about editing things. So here we are. Anyways. Life.
Life.
Oh, my God. He's just a lucky little duck. I don't know what it was exactly, but he like commented on this giveaway thing on this like really popular YouTuber's video or something. I don't know exactly what happened, but I get a random text one day.
Oh, I remember.
At work, and he's like, I want an Oculus. I'm like, oh, huh? He's like, yeah, I want it on YouTube. And I'm like, is this like a scam? Like what? And he's like, no, I'm going to Best Buy to pick it up right now. And I'm like, oh my God, like that's so cool.
That's awesome.
Like it's really cool to be able to be big enough to just be able to give things away like that. I'm like, that was just really cool. And out of probably all the comments, your comment somehow got picked.
Yeah.
That's just awesome.
That's so cool. We love to see it.
Yeah. Oh my God, that thing is so fun though. It's like I don't even know what one of the games is that I love. It's kind of like Fruit Ninja, but not Fruit Ninja. And you take you got a thing in each hand. I'm so bad at I don't even know what they're called. The thingies in the hands.
There's about katanas.
I don't know the things you hold on to. But then there's like lasers coming out and you have to cut the arrows and like it's got a beat to it and it's like dancing. Oh my God.
I love Fruit Ninja. I remember when that game first came out and I was like,
so it's like that because you're slicing arrows. And then there's this other game he made me play, and it's like a boxing workout. And I tell you what, oh my God, my shoulders were killing me. I'm like, ugh. Oh, and he saw me getting tired. He's like, I'm like, yeah, this is forever long. And then little Lincoln wants to like run around, and you're like trying not to hit him because your arms are just going everywhere.
Oh my God.
But I tell you what, some of these parents out here, I don't know if you are letting your kids play on these and you are not listening. Or if you just don't fucking care. But these 10-year-olds, like 10, 12-year-olds that go into the rec room, I can hear them, you know, talking through it when Aaron's sitting next to me. I don't want my daughter in that rec room.
Yeah.
They are just like, fuck you, fuck this, you're a pussy, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I feel like since gaming became a thing, like where you could talk to people.
But
anywhere,
calling somebody a pussy when you're 10,
dude, it's been happening.
No,
yeah,
no,
yep.
And I'm like, I'm so glad like I'm not the one on there, because I'd be like, oh my God, no, oh my God, my kid would be in so much trouble. But you know, she's raised better than that. She just knows you just don't talk to people like that.
Yeah,
I don't care what you're doing, you know, teach your own in their parenting, but like I do not support that. bad. I made her get out of rec room, and I was like, go play that dancing game, because no. And I like, I didn't know what they would say to her. I was just like, I can't.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
But the games are fun. But you know, they're all free trials. You have to buy everything.
Right.
But you know, we got a everything thing has for cheaps, or we got a little thing for free, so yeah. I'm not gonna complain.
Everything has a catch.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about? There is something I so badly want to say, but I do not want to spill your tea.
Oh my God. I don't know what it is, so I can't.
Do you want me to do it?
Well, no, because I don't know what it is.
It's something you were being so good about, but you know. Here we are.
Okay. You can say a little bit about it, but that's it.
Guys. So, listen. Before this is hers to tell and I'm telling it. Before we started the podcast, she's wilding out. She was living her best life, loving life. We start this podcast in November and she goes celibate. Just decided no more dick, nothing, nada, boycott, whatever.
I don't know. I've just had enough of like dumb shit. I don't know. So I'm just, my tolerance is at an all-time low for just like stupid stuff. I don't know. So I figured the best way to deal with that is to just focus on me and only me. So
which you did.
Which I did.
So. But come May. It is June now. Yes, we know. But come May, she broke her celibacy. But I am so happy for her. I'm like, give me all the details. Oh my God, I'm living for her. I live like vicariously through her sex life, like, you know, because I share mine with her all the time. So like, what'd you do? But she is like, yes, happy. It happened. It's like so great. I'm happy for her. You guys should be happy for her too. Everybody needs a little dick in their life.
Well, not a little one.
Well, everybody needs dick in their life, or you know, vagina, whichever you prefer. Some boobies, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I could not be celibate. It's just not for me.
Well, I thought the same thing, and then I did it. So, I don't know.
Toys are nice, but I need a touch.
It was therapeutic. I learned a lot about myself. It was fun while it was going on, but I am, I'm good.
Now she's like prowling.
I am not prowling. Not at all. No. I'm just,
she's just enjoying her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, so. God. Okay, so.
Jesus.
I know. This guy's going to slap me when we're done recording.
Yep. Okay. Anyway.
All right. So we will play a couple rounds of our game. It's honestly like dwindling down to the point that I'm going to have to buy another game. And I just don't even know what game to buy.
I'll have to think about that. I have some new friends and they might know like really good games to play because they're all they do is play new games. Friends. Remember how we were talking about jealousy? She's so jealous.
I can be so toxic. It's disgusting. But I'm aware. That is the thing. Yes. I am self-aware of my toxic traits.
I can't with her. Over here preaching about toxicity and she's like, who the fuck is your new friend? Like,
no, I know boundaries.
She knows, as long as I tell her, she's usually fine with it. So I have like
maybe it's the mom and
I know I have like a whole new large group of friends, so it's like I just had to tell her about it and warn her that I made new friends, and then she was like,
I do not get mad when she hangs out with them.
Yeah, no,
I don't. I just like,
I have one friend that I didn't tell her about one time, and she still gets mad every time I hang out with them. And I'm just like,
I'm like, I don't know. It's one of those things. Like, she's eventually going to get to the point. She has to share her locations with me. I have to know where she's at all times.
Oh my God. Where are we?
We are.
Literally.
Okay.
You're the closest thing to a stable relationship that I have.
Oh, I don't know if that's a compliment because I'm toxic.
Yeah, maybe not stable. You're the closest thing to a relationship that I have.
Oh my God. This is such a stupid question because we've talked about it so many times.
Oh God, what is it?
Do you own any sex toys and which ones?
Oh my God, so many.
So many.
So many. And like most of them. I don't know. Like,
and we've already told you guys the most recommended ones from us.
Yeah.
Hers is a wand. Mine is a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Womanizer. Okay. When was the last time you masturbated?
Before we recorded.
Really?
When I was in the shower.
No way. Right before I headed over, she was like, I'm gonna jump in the shower. I'm like, okay. Now I know what she was doing. Wow.
Listen,
I've
told you guys this before. My periods are so freaking long and miserable.
Finally gone.
So you know, I just had to do what I had to do.
Yeah. Bless her heart.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I literally just talked about this. What's the longest you've gone without having sex?
Well, I mean, the years before I lost my virginity.
Probably. Well, that doesn't count after that.
But so I don't know. What was that? Like 6, 7, 8? Like, I don't know. Like 9 months or something? 8 months?
Sure. Something like that. I couldn't even tell you my.
It was it was like at least. It was definitely over half a year. I think it was like 8 months or something, probably.
Huh? Good for you. I've never gone that long.
Me neither. So, at what age did you lose your virginity? I don't.
15. Oh, you're not gonna answer.
I honestly.
I was a freshman. I was 15.
I was young. I don't remember.
Oh, where's... Oh, my God. I swear these cards just know things we've talked about. Where's the wildest place you've had sex?
The wild.
And we literally just did an episode on these.
What was the wildest one? I am trying to remember...
Was it not the beach?
I mean, it was, I think, yeah, probably the beach. I mean, if I would say that it's definitely like the coolest. I don't know.
That's a fucking school. That's wild. A school.
Yeah, under the stairs. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of a good question. Would you rather meet somebody through mutual friends or on a dating app? This would be a better question for me, but...
I mean, we both answer them both. Friends.
Friends? See...
Because then I know that that person is...
Like...
You're not handing me somebody shitty. Like, it's not a random... It's not a random person.
I guess I would say so. I don't know. Well, I haven't ever used a dating app, so I really don't know if I could answer this yet. I've never used a dating app.
Neither have I, but I'm too shy.
Maybe I should try. Maybe I'd have luck. Because, yeah, I've been set up for friends, and it didn't work out. So,
We know a couple of people that are married or getting married who met on dating apps.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I know several people at this point who have met through, like, Tinder or something. And, like... It worked out for them. So I don't know. Maybe I should try it. Maybe that'll be like the way to, I don't know, find the next
person. Then we could do an episode on dating apps because I have never been on one either.
I just don't know how to like avoid the crappy people. That's a thing.
Oh my God. All right. I don't even know the answer to this question. Oh my God. I do know my answer, I think. Who was your first celebrity crush?
My very first celebrity crush? Oh, probably like Steve Irwin. I loved Steve Irwin. Either him or like Joey from NSYNC.
Okay. I had the biggest crush on Ricky Martin.
Stop.
That's one I remember. I was in. Okay, so you know, Lance was like my heartthrob.
So you like gay men?
And I know Lance Bass was the heartthrob, but I had a massive crush on Ricky Martin too. It was my first concert ever too. It was like, you know, amazing. What?
I feel like both of those men are attractive.
They are,
especially Ricky Martin. Like, I feel like that's fair.
That's the, like, if I can think back, that's the one I remember at a younger age. That's a good question, though.
It's not your fault you like well-groomed men.
Hey. I do, though. Okay.
I feel like we've already done that question, so. Oh.
Ooh.
Which sexual position do you think is overrated, and which do you think is underrated?
Overrated.
Like overhyped. Like everybody's like, oh my God, this is the best. And you're just like, me.
Okay. This is not a popular opinion. This is due to my cervix and my endometriosis.
Due to my endometriosis.
But doggy is overrated to me. But that's only because
that's
unless
fair.
I'm in a certain position, it hurts. Like
that's
That's you fair. Can do one thrust and tears will come down.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's an unpopular opinion, but if you have the issues I have, it is, it's painful.
I love doggy personally. But
underrated?
Doggy's like a nice lazy position for everybody. I like it.
I'm not going to lie. This is a weird, I don't even know. I'm going to have to explain this to you. So like, you're on bottom and they're on top, but they're kind of like in a push-up position, and but you've got your feet up and you're holding on to your feet. Oh, so you're bringing your feet like closer to you, and they're going like in a push-up, and it just like it makes it go
it's deep
like doggy would, but the position of it makes it not hurt because you know you're bodies
that's that
different, but I love that position.
That's that get pregnant position.
I can't remember the first time I did it. He's like, were you grabbing your feet? And I'm like, yeah, let's not talk about it.
It's so good. It really is though. I do that too.
Well, the first time I ever did it, I was like, oh, I liked that. So I just did it again. And I'm like, I can hold my own feet and I can hold one, hold two, bring them as close as I want. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, might be a little underrated. I don't hear people talk about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like people don't talk about that. That's a really good position, though.
Okay. We'll ask two more. Dinner date or movie date? We better have the same answer.
That awkward silence. See, it depends. I don't know. It depends on
Pick one. First date. Dinner date, movie date.
First date, it'd have to be a dinner date because if you go to a movie on the very first date, how are you supposed to get to know each other? Like, you can't talk, you know what I mean? Yeah. Unless, like, you're doing, like, dinner before the movie or after the movie, but...
I was going to say, that better be your answer because I'm not going to go watch a movie with somebody I don't know.
Right, like, if you're just watching a movie, you just sit there in awkward, like, silence as you watch the movie. You can't talk. Like, I don't like that. Right.
But after a while, like...
After a while, yes, absolutely, movies.
I'm like, I don't prefer one over the other. I love food, so of course I want to eat. But like, I love going to see a movie with somebody because then, you know, you get all close and cuddly, and then you talk about it afterwards.
I feel like we maybe have talked about this before. What is your opinion on sexting or sending nudes?
I love them.
I
love a good sext. Oh my god! Like
if I'm in a relationship, that's my issue though. Is I don't trust people. So like if I'm with you, you'll get them all day long, every day. But like if we are not together, I don't like sending stuff like that because you just never know like what people are gonna do with it and like show. I don't know.
I am particular about nudes I sent. Yeah. Well, I don't send them anymore. I mean, God, we live together. Although, I guess
if I'm in a relationship, I don't care if we live together or not. I'll send them out. I don't care. Like, I'll send
them all day. Am I supposed to go lift my shirt a bit work and be like, here's some titties?
Sure, why not? Keep them spicy.
He works from home, so it's kind of like, I don't know. I guess I could go up in the bedroom and send one with lingerie and be like, come here. But the sex now, yes, I love them. Keep them coming. Oh my God.
I agree. I think enjoy anything to keep your relationship spicy is a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. I think that this, I'm not even going to lie, these I think are a little stronger than I thought they were because I...
Well, you did have two.
Feel a little woo! Okay. Anyway.
Bah-ha-ha-ha.
A bah-ha-ha-ha blast. We like TikTok.
We love TikTok. I haven't been on it as much, though, recently. I've just been, like, I don't know, busy, I guess. But
me, I posted a couple. And with my daughter.
Yeah, I did see them. I like them. I'm still mad you tried the pickle fruit roll-up thing without me.
And it wasn't that bad.
I figured it wouldn't be. Pickles are
the great. Oreo mustard was gross.
Yeah, that sounds... you could not make me try that. I don't care what anybody says.
The pickle wrapped up in a fruit roll-up, though, was not terrible.
Did it make you happy, though, afterwards? Because mustard and chocolate are supposed to, like, make you happy.
I'm always bitchy, so I don't know. I like mustard, and I'm like, awfully bitchy.
I am always miserable, so I cannot tell you.
Okay, no. Well, okay. I love my life, but yeah, I'm a miserable bitch.
It do be like that sometimes.
It happens. Okay, whatever. All right. Yeah, sorry, we went MIA. We'll try. Blah, 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 blah. Try not to do that too much. In about a month, we might go MIA for a week. It just kind of depends where we're at.
Where we're at with recording. So I don't know. Maybe we'll do an episode like
two episodes before, or maybe I can convince the boyfriend to get back on there. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll figure it out.
But yes, make sure to please subscribe and tell people about us. Get it out there. Keep telling people. We love doing this.
We do.
Make sure you rate, review,
subscribe, like, follow,
all of the above.
Share.
go follow our Instagram page. It's The Raunchy Truth. Please go follow it. Or you can follow our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
Mine is Kelly _ Lachat, and it's LACHAT. Please don't butcher it.
And I straight skipped a part in this. for any, you know, if you still guys want to still submit any of your crazy sex stories or horrifying sex stories or weird places you've had sex or your drink.
Summer drink options.
Yes, for us drink options, wine options, whatever. You can email them at theraunchytruth@gmail.com, or you can DM the Instagram page or DM our personal pages. We will try them, and we hope you guys have a great week.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
Bye.